بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد السلام عليكم شيخ how are you
الحمد لله وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته
so
بخير
in
how
front
are
of
you doing?
الحمد لله الحمد لله so in front of us we have this book did Jesus and Muhammad practice cross dressing so this is one of the books that is available in our website الحمد لله so could you tell us more about this book
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. This is a good book, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. For decades, I've been engaging hostile Christians, evangelicals in specific, who attack Islam, all areas of Islam.
No.
They went crazy about it after what happened 20 years ago, what they call now 9/11. They went crazy. They have so many websites attacking almost every part of Islam. And this point in specific also, they were joined by Egyptian Christians, the Akbat. It is sad to say that the satellites that so many Muslims are watching in the Arab world have Coptic Akbat channels. Some of them talking about this against our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But the money they allow them, because otherwise the governments will tell them, no, you have, you know, he's for Muhammad, he's against Muhammad, he's in the middle, it's fine. It isn't. So here they talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about a specific hadith about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wearing the mirt of Aisha. The mirt is the bed cover.
No,
it's the bed cover. Now they go crazy about it and they say he was wearing her clothes. To the point that one crazy fool evangelical, he came. I debated him, by the way,
no.
David Wood. He came on a video wearing his wife's clothes.
Allah, yes.
Nightgown.
Subhanallah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's so nasty.
But others started it. Yeah, others started it. They said Muhammad used to wear, you know, women's clothes. So we spoke in this book. It's about 150 pages. It's very important. There you'll find so many different ways to prove that they are wrong. And also other benefits that came on the way. Wallah, even when we're defending our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam using Quran and Sunnah, you'll find benefits coming, you know, as a bonus. So many benefits in there. I can't talk about all of them. But the main point of the book is, did Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wear Aisha's clothes? We bring the ahadith, Arabic, we bring all kinds of things. And as usual, you attack my religion, I'll attack yours. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to explain that actually in the New Testament, there are parts that claim that Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's their Lord and Savior, right?
No.
It's their creator. He was led to crucifixion. And on the way, the Jews were spitting on him. I call them the spitting Jews. And the Romans were smacking him on the back of his head, calling him the King of the Jews. I call them the smacking Romans. What they did, they took off his clothes completely. He was naked in front of everybody.
No.
And they made him wear a scarlet kind of dress,
no.
which is pink,
no.
and which is for women.
So
we brought from their book things like one of the disciples was fishing in the river Jordan, Jordan, naked. I don't know which fish is naked. I mean, why? Those areas are hot. You have mosquitoes. You have fishing naked. And Isa alayhi salam passed by them. So he was hiding his nakedness from Isa. Isa told him, come follow me. I hope he didn't follow him while naked. But anyway, so we made the comparison here. As usual, they try to attack the Quran. They open the door for us to attack their religion. Because I'm not interested in writing a book about the nakedness of Isa alayhi salam. It's all false.
No.
Isa alayhi salam wasn't crucified. Isa alayhi salam was not a Jew. Isa alayhi salam never said he's divine. Isa alayhi salam was one of the most honorable people of all time. So here the title almost killed some of the evangelicals, because they were thinking that he's gonna, you know, defend his Muhammad and talk. But I said, did Jesus and Muhammad practice cross-dressing? So you're accusing my prophet? Your book accuses your Lord and Savior of also, you know, according to your false statements. And I said, Isa never practiced cross-dressing. Muhammad never practiced cross-dressing. No. And the kuffar lie about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You need to read this book.
No,
we put it on the website, islamlife.com. You'll find there, inshallah, the links. It's PDF. So, because some brothers were asking me, is it PDF? Even though I put it like in three different places, PDF. It is PDF. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Naam, Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. So, as mentioned again and again, these books, many of you have requested if we could send it to you, but due to the shipping cost or things like that, you couldn't get it, or due to lack of stock in Amazon, you couldn't get it. Like, I myself couldn't get this book due to Amazon lack of stock or things like that. So alhamdulillah, now we have the PDF. It's in our website. It's there with all the other 11 books. So the link will be in the description below. Get it, read it, and know about this matters. Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. Inshallah, we'll come with another book. Till then, take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Bye.